We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome in to the Denver Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Andre Simone, presented by our good friends at Breckenridge Brewery. Check out that Avalanche Ale. Football season starting. We're going to get into what the real season is right now. But Avalanche Ale, good for all seasons and really good as you start to transition into fall. The vibes just feel right as we are on that high from the Avs Cup. Use that Breck locator and, you know, tell them we sent you. I've got my Burgundy boys here, DNVR Rapids, the fastest growing podcast on the DNVR podcast network. That's no joke. My guy Merchel, also a big summer sale, get in on that. And Yaya doesn't have to produce this one, just come into your pod feed. So you got to get on there, leave that 5-star review. Fellas, how are we doing?
I'm great, man. Thanks for having us. This is my first Denver sports podcast appearance, dude. I'm hyped. Hype city.
Wow.
I've done a few.
Yeah. You were saying yourself. Right.
Yep. I've done a couple of them, not just like small segments, because I'm usually producing them instead of actually being on them. So this is a nice little change of pace for me, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been great to have that coverage this year. It's been great to follow the PIDs, maybe not as rosy a first half of the season as last year when we got that Thanksgiving game in the playoffs and we're the one seed in the West, or, you know, top seed in the West. A little rougher in coming off that tough loss on the road to Vancouver. Mitch, you were just at practice today. You know, for the casual, what's the season been like, and what's your takeaway from that game in Vancouver, and how they need to bounce back?
Well, on the season, if you're talking about the season, it's been, I think the best word to describe it is frustrating. They're averaging probably right around 1.3 points per game. Generally, a playoff spot in the MLS, you need about 1.4 and a half, give or take 1.44, somewhere in there, to be a playoff team. The good news for the Rapids is the rest of the West is kind of in the same boat, where they're just, no one's really getting points. They're all losing to each other. You know, despite being in 11th, they are only 2 points out of sixth. So despite their struggles, they've been able to hang in. They've had a ton of injuries. Specifically, their captain Jack Price has been out now. I think this is his third time sustained with an injury. Had a hamstring, into a calf, now into a chest injury, missing extended time. And yeah, you know, he's their six, he's their holding midfielder, he's kind of the guy that the possession's going to go through the whole, you know, throughout the game, playing out from the back. And really missing that has really been big. And it was really highlighted against Vancouver on Wednesday, which was a game where if they had won, they would be in a playoff spot. The Rapids would have been, and instead Vancouver won and got into a playoff spot. But it was highlighted because Brian Acosta, who was their offseason acquisition, who also can play in that holding midfield role, he was out on yellow card suspension. So all of a sudden, you're two guys who really, really focus on possession and kind of dictating the flow of the game are gone. And they didn't really have a great backup plan outside of that. And it showed in a loss, in a pretty bad loss, highlighted by some mental mistakes and some just kind of bad football.
For sure. Yeah, yeah. And I kind of want to just point out too, for the casual fan, if you're looking at Jack Price, I always compare him a lot to Gabriel Landeskog from the Avalanche. He's kind of that leader out there as well. He kind of keeps the guys in check. So missing him for a long period of time is very, it hurts the team in a mental aspect as much as it does as a performance aspect.
Yeah, that deep line playmaker. Think of him as the director of the orchestra, the quarterback of the team, the point guard. So not having him does make a huge difference. But it, I mean, the start of the season was extremely disappointing. And it's kind of gotten really exciting the last few months. We saw some crazy games to start off August. 5-4 wild win against the Red Bulls.
Game of the year in the MLS, in my opinion. Yep.
I mean, how could it not be like that? That was just wild. 4-3 against Minnesota. Really big for the entire Western race. And maybe one of the worst professional performances I've ever seen from Minnesota's goalie. And then, you know,
St. Clair was really bad. bad.
That was insane.
And then he turns around and 3 days later wins the MLS All-Star MVP.
That's really pretty
insane.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just insane.
It's just the ups and downs of the MLS season. And then kind of losing some momentum with the tie to Columbus and Mitch broke down, the loss against the Whitecaps that just happened. What's kind of been your read on this season? Kind of the changes we've seen from a year ago. They've gone through a huge transition. If you were to ask me their three best players a year ago, they're all gone. And on top of that, you have Jack Price, who has struggled with injuries as Mitch really got into. So what's your read been thus far?
It feels a lot like one of those seasons that some teams take back so they can go further next season. And that's kind of the feeling I get this year is. I always say this year is what would last year be if everything went wrong? And last year was what if everything went right? They did lose some key pieces in Cole Bassett, Sammy Vines, and Kellen Acosta, two of which are part of the midfield in Kellen Acosta and Cole Bassett. And you can really tell they've been struggling in the midfield depth-wise, and when they actually need to play through the midfield, it's been a little bit more difficult than last year. So missing those two guys, I think, has been a real big key for their struggles. And I think they're finally learning how to play through the midfield with Acosta kind of growing into his role of that Jack Price kind of holding midfield, and Rubio really taking a step as the orchestrator and as the creator in that midfield. But yeah, again, it just kind of echoes the whole thing that Mitch said. It's been frustrating because you know there's talent, but it's also they're finally kind of getting on the right foot.
I mean, I love that you mentioned Rubio. I do think it's been a team that's had to adjust in a huge way. And Mitch, I mean, this is classic TDSP where the beat guys are so negative because they're so in it day to day. What Diego Rubio's done thus far this season and how he's been helping you and I have talked off air. You described it as that like old school Barca Messi type role where it's a deep lying 10 that's really like a huge connector. But like Mitch, what have you seen from him and how's he really been able to mold his game and really been the catalyst for them getting back into the playoff hunt here in the West in the last month or so?
Yeah. So Rubio, I mean, going into the season, Rubio found his most success as a pretty classic nine in the MLS, right? As just a pure striker up front scoring goals. He started off the season. The big off season thing was the Rapids didn't go get a striker. They didn't get a DP striker, a designated player, a big name to go score goals. But they went into the season with Rubio playing that role. And then the Giassi Zardes trade happens, right? You bring in just a classic big goal scoring poacher striker up front, which pushed Diego Rubio back into the midfield and played right above him in the formation. And it unlocked something that I don't think even Diego Rubio could have said he had in him, which is just all of a sudden, pretty late into his career. I don't know his exact age. He's probably what, 30. But all of a sudden, he just unlocked this whole thing in his game where he's kind of directing this four-headed attack between Jonathan Lewis and Mikey Barrios on the outside, yeah, and Giassi Zardes in front of him. And all of a sudden, he's on pace to smoke the club record for goals in a season.
Yeah.
And all it took was kind of playing back and kind of being the cagey vet in attack. He always steps up to the penalty spot. Yeah, I think he has three or four of those this season. It's just been, it's been unreal to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Remarkable season. And yeah, in some ways you're kind of the voice of the fan base for us on the pod. And you know, there was so much need for a striker up top, that that true number nine, Jesse Zardes arrives, and it's mixed reviews early on. But you know, quietly at 8 goals in 24 appearances, and kind of with Diego Rubio, as this team has found a new identity, you know, it's those two guys making it happen up top. So what's your, have you accepted Jesse Zardes in your heart? And what are we to expect going forward?
If you listen to the DNVR Rapids pod, you know, Jossie was, I was excited for him, but I also had a love hate because he is a USMNT player and I'm a Mexico fan through and through all the way. But I think the biggest thing with Jossie is that he unlocked something in this team that was needed. He unlocked Rubio. He unlocked that star number 10 that this team has been missing more than the DP9. So I think Giossi's biggest impact has been on Rubio and how Rubio can create without having to carry the load of the team anymore, which is something that he was dealing with last year. He felt like he had to carry the goal scoring. Even if he wasn't scoring, like, he felt the fans were talking to him. So I've accepted Zardes for what he's brought into the team, because it feels like he's brought in a different mentality. And it's funny because at the DNVR Rapids pod, Mitch and friend of the pod, Joseph Samuelson, we were talking about, when would you give up on Zardes? And we all said after the 4th of July game, if he didn't score by the 4th of July game, we'd all give up on him for the rest of the year. And ever since, dude has been on a tear. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think he scored 6 goals in the last like 7 games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, including like a hat trick against Minnesota.
Yeah, he's been completely insane, dude. I'm a blonde haired fanatic at this point. Give me all the Zardes I can get.
It's really interesting to see, because they went from having a who's going to score goals problem to they're going to have 2 double digits goal scorers, including Rubio, who might push 20. Mm-hmm. Like, definitely will go around somewhere around 17 or 18, if not hit 20 goal mark, which has never happened. 16 mm-hmm. is the single season record for the Rapids by Connor Casey in 2009. And it's crazy to see them go from having the problem of what are we going to do on offense to a really, really potent four-headed attack with just absolute speed on the wings and 2 goal scorers in the middle that just works.
Yeah, suddenly their guys on the outside have seemed so much more dangerous. It feels like Mikey Barrios especially is getting so many more one-on-one chances just on the outside. And it's exactly what you're talking about, Yaya, where sometimes that, you know, it's almost his, the problem's almost labeling him as a big signing DP9, because he's more of that hardcore pivot up front, and then everyone can work off of him. It's the dirty work he does, the positionless work he does, those runs he makes where he might not even get the pass, that, you know, it's not going to show up on any highlights, but that's opening up everything for everyone around them.
Absolutely.
And for sure. I just love that in chatting about this, we really got to what the differences were last year, where it was this beautiful, almost the old Dutch in the 70s invented total football, positionless football, you know, the outside defensive backs being able to push up, all that, pressing high. And now it's more of a conventional attack. The defense has been a little more leaky, but the attack does have this really dynamic front four, and all of a sudden we're starting to see goals. And I mean, since I've been following the Rapids, for the most part, a low scoring team, not exactly a team that you're showing up at the park to see a lot of goals. And it is kind of fun for once to have a different squad than that.
They're one of the few Colorado squads, like in professional sports, that actually takes full advantage of the altitude. You can really see how they play their game in the first half compared to the second half. they're on the first half, sometimes they're just trying to keep the other team from attacking all the time and just kind of like running. And in the second half, that's when you really see them make a big push sometimes, because they know the other team can't breathe. They know the altitude is starting to get to them. And on the Giassi Sardis side, if you want a comparison of how kind of he plays, I always compare him a lot to Lukaku. I think they're very similar because they make the right runs. They're always in the right positioning, but they're not the flashiest players. Mm-hmm. But they're always going to be there. They have that dog. They have what we call the dog.
Big time. You know? Big time. And I think what you really love to see, and if you're watching down the stretch here and you're looking at how is Zardes impacting the game, to me, it's when Lewis or Barrios on the outside is making these runs, you will see Zardes get on the inside of on either side, left or right, on these deadline runs to the goal, which then pulls the backside defender closer to cover up and kind of makes the in-between defender keep an eye on him, because he has the position and the ball's there, and then Diego Rubio's trailing right behind him. And when you have two guys like that in position to receive crosses and two of the fastest guys in the MLS on the outside, it's just created this potent attack kind of out of nowhere, like that no one really expected. It's really fun to watch.
Absolutely love this. We will continue this discussion on the other side, because right now, and we'll be talking about more DraftKings Sportsbook in just a few minutes and how it relates to making some money off the PIDs this weekend. By the way, me and the rest of the homies on this pod and other pods going to be getting together at Dick's Sporting Good Park. So if you see us around Saturday, come say hi and check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one sportsbook in all the land. College football is back. We will have our annual college football preview. Shout out to Jake Schwanitz for joining the beat on the Buffs. And new customers right now at DraftKings can bet $5 on any team and get $200 in free bets instantly, win or lose. Just an outstanding deal. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use that code DMVR, and bet just $5 on college football and get $200 in free bets instantly. That's code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. One per new customer. Minimum $5 deposit and wager. $200 issued as eight $25 free bets. Restrictions apply. See terms and DraftKings at DraftKings.com/sportsbook. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And Mitch, you do this one all the time. They are the homies at Ivaca TV.
Yeah. Shout out.
Yaya, our resident Ivaca head. They you know, a great way to watch the PIDs, Rockies, Avs, Nuggets, not having to miss out on anything with all the BS going on with other cable providers in the area who may or may not be providing crappy internet to us as well. Ivaca TV, though, they are the homies, and they are providing more and more DMVR programming as well. Stay tuned for all that. You know, turn your home into the ultimate game viewing zone with our guys at Ivaca TV. Ivaca is only $25 a month plus a $5 receiver fee. Right now, Colorado sports fans get $10 off per month for the first 3 months. To score this deal, go to Ivaca.tv/Colorado10. That's Ivoca.tv/Colorado10. No contracts, no catches. Ivaca is TV made for champions of the remote. And champions are my guys. That was a great discussion as we were ending segment one. The attack has gained some potency. You touched on some of the issues in the midfield, and especially injury related. But this defense, what's going on here? Huh? Is Willie Yarbrough the one thing holding this together?
So Yarbrough has 7 shutouts on the season, which is insane. Pretty good, all things considered, I would say. But 6 of those came in the first, I think, 13 games or something like that. And just 1 sense. That isn't uncommon. I think the MLS is had back-to-back weekends with the most games of 6 goals or more. So tons of high-scoring games all over the league. And you know, the defense, its strength is its outside backs. So it's going to be Keegan Rosenberry, Lucas Estevez. Very fast, very talented with the ball. And then this season, they've gone back and forth between three center backs and two center backs, between a five back and a four back line, and to mixed results with both. Honestly, they were really strong to start the season with the five back. That was before Austin Trusty left for English pastures, you could say. Yeah. And then it's just kind of been a rotation of bringing in the young guy, Gustavo Vallecilla, in with the experienced guys, Danny Wilson and Lalas Abubakar. Yeah. And physically and skill wise, this team is, I think, very, very strong defensively. And even their head coach was an MLS Defensive Player of the Year in his time. Like, this is a strong defensive team, but they're just making some of the most boneheaded in the moment mistakes that just lead directly to goals. And I don't know how you coach it. I don't really know how you fix it besides telling them, hey, don't do that next time. Right. Like, it's so frustrating. And maybe Yaya has something that I'm missing from that, but it's just like, sometimes you just want to bang your head on the wall watching this defense, because it's like great play after great play after great play. And then they just, here's a goal. Like, they just give it to them.
And yeah, I agree with Mitch. It's mostly boneheaded mistakes. It feels like they're focusing on the next play instead of what's going on in front of them. Or it feels sometimes like they're just ball watching, which is the hardest thing to understand from a team that's super defensively sound for the longest time. This team was one of the top defensive teams in the MLS last year. And it feels like it's been a complete 180 from what they were. It was a sound defensive team that scored very little goals. Now it feels like they're a high scoring team that they have to score five in order to win the game. And it's fun to watch as a fan, but yeah, it's also very frustrating because you're seeing those goals go into the opposing goaltender's net, but then you're seeing Yarby facing three against one with nobody there to help him. And it's just like, how do you balance this out where you're winning 2-1, 3-2 instead of winning 5-4, 6-3? Those games are just not what you need in the MLS, especially with goal differential being a big key in standings.
That's a great point right there. You guys don't blame any. The outside backs got no blame. It's all the central backs.
It's hard to because I mean, Lucas is just, he's insanely fast, covers a ton of ground. And you want to talk about having some dog. That dude is like the definition of having dog in you. That guy is feisty. You know, we'll get in there. They both have great ball skills. Keegan has his best play this year was an assist on a long throw in to a Diego Rubio header that went in a couple weeks ago. That was pretty sweet to see. There's so much skill on the outside, on the wings, both in defense and up front in the attack, but definitely it's the center backs that is the problem.
Yeah, it's pretty funny because their deepest position is the defensive backs. They can go two deep, three deep on each side, and the center backs, you have three guys playing two positions, which is not ideal for the Rapids team that's been struggling and needs to rotate more players.
Yeah,
I love the sincerity in those answers. They have been fun down the flanks, and this is, you know, as much as you guys get to do a daily pod, so telling you, hey, don't overreact can be kind of hard when they, you know, the first 20 games are kind of rough. But don't look now. The 6-seed LA Galaxy are merely 2 points ahead of the 11-seed Rapids. That is how tight the race is in the West. So while we've looked back most of this pod, I want us to look forward because it really feels like this stretch, especially to close out August, is going to be massive. As I mentioned, that game we will be at on Saturday against the Dynamo. That's a must win. No ifs, no ands, no buts. And then you have to go to Philadelphia, the top seed in the Eastern Conference, the MLS leaders for goal differential. I'm sorry, just behind LAFC. So second in the MLS. And then Nashville coming here, and that's a direct contender for a playoff spot in the West, as they are the 8th seed right now. I mean, what's the motto you're using on the pod right now for this playoff race, this tight playoff race? Ride the wave.
Rush is on.
The rush is on.
Excellent. Yeah, and it's kind of crazy because 7, 8, and 9, all at 33 points there. They have They've played one more game than the Rapids. So one win out of this extra game the Rapids have left puts them in just a fantastic spot for that last playoff spot. That being said, could have had it earlier this week in Vancouver. They were just down too many guys and it was just too tough to do, but they are in the, what I've been saying on the pod, and it's good for content, is that every game is high stakes at this point, right? 100%. Like fan base is living and dying on every game, right? And when it's bad, the front office needs to be sacked and we need a new coach and all the players are terrible. And when we win, it's great. And we're going to the playoffs and no one can stop us. And so it's been really fun that way. And it just makes every Saturday that much more interesting to me is when there's real stakes every time, right? Like, would it be nice to be LAFC and not think about walking into the playoffs with the one seed? Of course. That's awesome. But also it's kind of nice to have really important games every time you're playing.
Yeah, for sure. I think, and the thing about the MLS is parity is like not just a motto. Oh. It's like a legit way of life. The only two teams in the whole league that I think have really separated themselves has been LAFC and Union. I think Austin is even like starting to give up some ground that they had gained early in the season. So you start seeing that. And honestly, like, the Rapids right now are in 11th place. You need to reach at least fourth to host a home playoff game. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of the season they're in that fourth position hosting a game. Like, that's how much parity there is in this. Like, maybe their form doesn't prove it, but like the amount of parity there is in this league and how much the teams in front of the Rapids keep screwing up just as much as the Rapids shows that nobody has put their foot down and said, this is my spot. And things can change drastically from week to week.
Well, that's for sure. And even this game against Philadelphia a week from tomorrow, which I'm not looking forward to, you know, you just said the top two teams in the MLS that have separated themselves, LAFC and the Philadelphia Union. Last Rapids game I saw live was in May where they beat LAFC handedly, you know, like never in doubt. So it's anything can happen any game day in the MLS. But what is realistic to expect of this next stretch, Mitch?
Good thing you went with Mitch with the realistic part.
What are realistic expectations to come out of this and enter September? Where should we expect the Pids?
Sure. So, I mean, this Houston game, they're better than Houston, right? They had a point.
They better be.
They drew with Houston in March this season on the road. William Yarbrough turned over the ball in the 89th minute, trying to play it out, and led to a goal that ultimately cost them 2 points. And right now they'd be tied for that last playoff spot. And on goal differential, they would probably have it, I think, actually. So, you know, that right there, among all the mistakes that have happened, like that specific one against Houston, but they dominated Houston all game. And it was a bad turnover at the end. Again, a mental mistake that cost them. So I would expect 3 points on Saturday. That being said, what was the fourth longest streak in MLS history at home of not losing? It did end earlier this season. It's been rough since then. A few draws and a bad loss to Nashville. But and Houston
too.
And Austin. Yeah. Yeah. So they should beat Houston. Going to Philly next Saturday. Philly, I think, is the best team in the league. I don't think it's particularly close. Maybe not the most talent, but by far the best team. They've been on a complete tear. I think they've beaten two teams by 6 goals this year, and one by 7 or something like that. They're dominant. Yeah. So would I expect the Rapids of one road win to go in there and get points? Probably not. But you get 3 points, you give yourself some leeway. If you get 3 points this Saturday into a stretch that's, I think, pretty winnable, right? At Nashville. At DC, who is probably the worst team in the MLS. Home to Vancouver, get some revenge. Home to San Jose, get some revenge, right? So September, much nicer to the Rapids than this kind of end of August right here with this Philly game on the horizon.
Yeah, that's fair. It's almost, like it's not so much that they need to win the ones they're not expected to win or win the ones at the end of the next 2 months against direct playoff contenders in the West, like Nashville, like the Galaxy, who they'll close out September against. But it's more taking care of business against the teams you're supposed to beat, the San Jose's, the DC United's, the Houston Dynamo.
Yeah, for sure. You can only play the teams that are in front of you. And you can't also expect another team to take you can't you also you also kind of expect any other teams to do any favors for you or like be scoreboard watching so early, even though we love it, like we scoreboard watch all the time.
I'm a big time scoreboard watcher. Big
we talk about it every single week on the Rapids. Two, three times a week. So like we keep looking at those positions in front of the Rapids, like, oh, who's losing this week, who's gonna tie? But Jared made a really good point yesterday. Jared from the C30 podcast. We had him out as a guest, and he said, you can only accumulate points, and you can only worry about your position once it gets to the end stretch. And that's something that's super true. That's why that's what I mean by you can only play the teams that are in front of you. You can't change the results that are of the teams that are ahead of you. You can only do what's beneficial to you at that moment. And at the beginning of August, I said, the Rapids are going to be in a playoff spot by the end of August. And I still think, and I still think that's possible. I think they're going to be in the sixth or seventh. Yeah, like, and I'm not saying they're going to be 4 points ahead of sixth or seventh of the eighth or the ninth or whatever, but I just think they're going to be right there, and they're going to be one of the last four or five teams fighting for those last two spots.
And the schedule just sort of has worked in their favor in the fact that the West just isn't very good, right? You have Austin and LAFC at the top. And they're great. Dallas has sort of kind of pulled themselves closer to that top tier than the mid. But after that, like, Minnesota has a lot of points. They're not very good. Real Salt Lake has a lot of points. They're also not very good. Like, the Rapids are as good as any of these teams. They're all just stuck in the muck, dropping points when they shouldn't. And the Rapids are very lucky to still be in this race because they're, like I said, they're scoring less than 1.5 points. They're earning less than 1.5 points a game, which means you're very unlikely to have a home playoff game, let alone a playoff spot at all. And they are in prime position if they can just turn it on at the right time. At practice today, when you see the starters go off to the side, the last thing they do is set piece practice, right? Corners, free kicks, stuff like that. And you sort of see who's coming into who's going to be playing in the game the next day. It's probably the best 11 I've seen out there in a while. If you know, there's no yellow card suspensions. Injuries aside, right? Like, you want Jack Price out there, but the 11 going into tomorrow is as good as it can be, I think. So Ralph Prizo was saying their new Canadian kid they got in the Mark Anthony K trade was like, hey, I was with Toronto when they were 11th midseason and won the cup, right? You get a run at the right time, you get in the playoffs. You never know. And the MLS is crazy like that. Like, it one of the wildest leagues in the entire soccer world in terms of just weird results and crazy up and down runs from teams. So, you know, we'll see. I can't rule them out. I've tried several times and they prove me wrong every time. So, you know, let's go. Rush is on for the playoffs, baby.
For sure. And like last year, the MLS couple decided by 2-4 seeds. It was 2-4 or a 5 seed. I think Portland was a 5 seed or something like that, but it wasn't even like the top tier teams. It was literally the mid of the pack teams that made it all the way to the MLS Cup. And that's what makes the MLS so fun, that anybody can literally win it every year. That you're, as a fan, you don't have to look at the top three and be like, oh, hopefully one of them flounders and we can move up the spot. No, like literally every single year, your team has a shot to win the cup.
Yeah, and now's the time to peak in the MLS. Kind of everything that's happened thus far doesn't matter. Everything that's about to happen is going to really define it. And yeah, great points. Salt Lake, who made a run playing like super ugly soccer last year, or Portland, they're as good as those teams last year. Like, they've got as much talent to make a run there. I love that. I'm going to beg the boys to stick around for just a few more minutes, get into some DraftKings bets, MLS bets going into the weekend and beyond. Hold them to their predictions just a little more. But first, I don't know if you've heard, but it is smooth sack summer. That's, you know, where you're playing in the summer sun. Last year, I transitioned to this. We were talking about best moments in Denver, best defenders. And I was saying AJ's big sack could be held up like Mutombo crying after they beat the Sonics. That's what I think when I think of.
Whoa.
Smooth sack summer, where you just gotta keep your
way better than rough sack summer. Way better.
This guy gets it. It's, you know, the boys for DNVR Nuggets, they are in Europe right now, sweating their balls off. I can say that in this, because I was in Europe earlier this summer. We have it so good here in Colorado, but it gets hot. It's going to get steamy in the car when I drive to go home. And the good folks at Manscaped, they've got you covered with their performance package 4.0 that has everything you need to get yourself nice and tidy, including the lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. Works in the shower great, waterproof, you know, a lot of talk of using it at the beach. I don't know about all that, but definitely keep yourself nice and tidy, nice and groomed. Everyone, big fans of what Manscaped has to offer, rocking their boxers right now. I almost terrified Yaya as I was about to get up and flash my boxers on one live pod this year. They bring us tremendous entertainment, tremendous travel bags. It's the, you know, oral surgery. I had to bring my toothbrush to the office to, you know, obviously to brush up after lunch. The Manscaped bag is what I had. And all the homies were saying, yeah, that's what we have. That's what all my homies have. The Manscaped, they always take care of you. Hot, cool. They've got your nether regions covered. Get 20% off free shipping with the code DNVR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code DNVR at manscaped.com. It's smooth sack summer, boys. Get on board or get left behind. And perfect transition on the PIDs. Will the PIDs get left behind in the playoff race? Since we are scoreboard watching, can we make, mm-hmm. can I press you to make a Western Conference parlay for the weekend slate before we jump into a
round? Can you?
GP?
Can you?
I guess.
Yeah, I
we literally just came off bets too, so I'm like in a betting mood.
Let's go.
Sounds great. I don't get to do exclusive MLS betting content all that often. So you know, we just
only when I make pod. It on bets every other month. Yeah.
We just hijack the pod, fellas. So what can you do? So it starts off.
Can we just start it? Sorry, I know you said Western Conference, but we have to throw Philadelphia Union's at plus money at DC.
I saw that as insane. Well. Yeah.
Like, come on.
That as well, and it was
start with that. Start with that.
Am I missing something?
No.
Benteke's not even playing yet. I don't know. It's not even the Benteke.
I don't think you are. Not that I know of. I just think that's like the easiest plus money you'll ever see in the MLS.
I thought so too. And the MLS has seemed to be a fairly profitable league this year. So yes, absolutely. We can include that. I love that. The Revs over Montreal also seem like an intriguing line, but no, not so much anymore. But then we've got a game tonight, Friday night, Galaxy against the Sounders. Does it matter who loses here, and what's your leaning, fellas?
Ultimately, you want a draw anytime anyone in this mix is playing each other, right? Because anytime one team gets 3 points, that pushes them further up the standings, right? So anytime anyone from 6 to 11 is playing the rest of the season, draw, 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 draw.
Is that what we're betting on this one, Mitch, for our MLS parlay?
I mean, plus 280, why not? Throw it in there. We need it.
I think it's going to be a draw regardless. Even if I wasn't betting on it, I really do believe it's a draw.
Wow.
Portland's feisty on the road. Yeah. Oh,
man, I love this. Sign me up.
We're going to do the most degenerate parlay ever done. I
mean, this is so up my alley. It's crazy. So you guys tell me if you want to include any other Eastern Conference ones, but then we have Minnesota against Austin. Those teams almost too far up the standings for it to really matter for the PIDs.
Correct.
But again, though, seems like pretty nice long odds for Austin here, similar to that Union game. Plus 210.
Absolutely. Drewsy is the guy for Austin right now. He is the leader for the Golden Boot. Kind of came out of nowhere, signed with Austin. He's just exploding.
He's probably awesome. The MVP this year, honestly. If you're looking at it, like, he's probably your MVP for the 2022 MLS season. Also, I don't know why Austin is at plus 210. Minnesota's not bad. I'm a big Reynoso fan, but again, I just think Austin is a way better team than Minnesota.
There I agree. I agree with that. Let's play favorites.
I also think Toronto at plus 170 over Miami is really nice. Now, I have a
you mean the Italian national team?
Exactly.
I have a bias. Shocker. Dre wants Toronto to win.
A pro Toronto bias and an anti Miami bias because they decided to call themselves Inter, and those are my my crosstown rivals where I grew up in Milan. So if you'll allow it, plus.
Do you want to take Toronto at Miami tomorrow? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Miami sucks.
Let's do that. I think Rapids at home money line, even if it's minus money, that is easy one.
The only caveat being millionaire Italians playing in the MLS are gonna enjoy themselves in Miami. So
that's stay away. That's a stay away.
Could kind of be like my high school basketball on the the Saturday morning game where we were all drunk from the night before.
Stay away.
I like that.
I'm taking them. I still think Toronto on with one leg is better than any Miami. If Miami played 22 players and Toronto played with 10, I would still take Toronto.
Miami has these weird games where all of a sudden they score 3 or 4 goals and it's like in rapid succession. Like they just have this clutch gene that I don't know where it came from, but it's too inconsistent to like say for sure that you can bet against them in any given game, but especially with Toronto, who was the last team in the MLS to get a road win.
But that's the thing. It's not Miami who scores 3 or 4 goals. It's Gonzalo Higuain. It's Higuain, one of the Higuain brothers that scores 3 or 4 goals. And then he just carries the team to victory. Correct. And he has a game like that every 2 months. And he just had one like 2 weeks ago. So I'm not banking on that.
To me, though, Toronto is the Rapids of the East and the great team to bet on at home. Would never expect anything of them on the road.
I'm so tempted here. Also,
I'm gonna leave him out and then I'll share my plus. You guys can throw him in with yours. How about that?
I like that.
Yeah,
PIDs minus 150. We're jumping on it.
Easy.
Yep.
Easy.
Real Salt Lake taking on the
White. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. Salt Lake. Yeah.
Wow. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
We hate them fake Salt Lakes, but
fake Salt Lake is the worst, but Tinto is a fortress, especially against a bad team like Vancouver. So
fake Salt Lake. Oh my god.
They're also coming off a short week. Vancouver's coming off a short week, so it's gonna be really hard for them to keep up with a team like Salt Lake, I think, at altitude as well.
Love that.
This is a tasty little parlay, my guys.
Earthquakes hosting
home to LAFC, yep.
LAFC, you can't. As much as we hate the Los Angeles teams, like we Colorado hate all things that are LA and California. LAFC is built to be one of the best teams in all the North American region and South American region. I honestly think if you rank them in this whole hemisphere, they're probably top 10, top 5.
They're really good.
And again, another fave that seems like, wow, I'm getting LAFC at just minus 120 because they're on the road. Sign me up.
Well, San Jose is really feisty. As much as we like to bag on them, they're a feisty team.
Yeah, Ibobasi is a goal-scoring stud. He's also up there near the top of the golden boot list for San Jose.
I was going to say,
yeah,
beautiful for them transitioning from Wando right into the exciting Cameroonian kid. And then we'll stick to the West for the Sunday slate. Sporting KC hosting the Timbers.
No, that's next week.
Oh,
no, that's Sunday.
Well, Timbers play tonight, right?
No.
Oh, no, that's the Sounders. You're right. Yeah. Why isn't it on here? Why don't I have it? Weird.
It's right after the Orlando and Charlotte game on DraftKings Sportsbook, the king of sportsbooks.
It's not showing up on my DraftKings. What are we doing here?
Do we
Portland.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Kansas City is
bad.
Yes.
Portland at plus 230.
It's insane. Not don't know why. Johnny Football, like they like to call him over there in Sporting Kansas City, has been terrible this year.
This is the wildest parlay I've ever put together in my life, you guys.
Course.
This is.
Of course.
Shallowy as well. It's then, been like he killed the Rapids earlier, but he has not done anything after.
Honestly, that. The Kansas City is probably at the top of the list in terms of disappointing MLS seasons so far. Injuries, just bad games. They lost 7-2 to Portland earlier this season.
Don't love that.
Yeah.
Nashville SC hosting Dallas. We can stay away from this one. We have so many legs already.
Yeah, that one's a difficult one because I do believe in Nashville's talent, which is Hany Mukhtar and all that, like array of like a great attacking players.
CJ Sapong,
yeah, Sapong. But like FC Dallas also has like Jesus Ferreira, and they just like you don't know who to choose on that one. So I'm
Ariola, yeah,
Paul Ariola is whatever.
Well, hey.
Our version, Mitch, is +11. Yeah, 111,960.
So I left Toronto out. I am putting Nashville in there for mine, and I'm at +74,000. So pretty likely that it's going to hit. You should follow my betting advice.
Yeah, here. That's what we call a full blown white whale, there, folks. I forgot we had a Rapids SGP. So Rapids SGP, flip that thing.
And let's do that real quick. Mode. Yeah, that's fun.
We can take the PIDs money line. Both teams to score? No?
Yes.
Do they shut
both teams score for sure?
Okay.
No. Not in a million years. Like,
did you not pay attention the first 40 minutes of this pod? What should we take as total goals over? Do we feel aggressive enough to take over 3.5? Do we stick to over 2.5?
2.5, I think, is the way to go. I think you go with the safe money in with this SGP.
I'm so tempted at the 3.5. MLS is just, so many goals are being scored in this league right now. So many goals are being scored.
Because we took both teams to score, it won't let us include the over 2.5. Because that would have reason. So, okay, you'll concede, Yaya. I like this. Do we have an anytime goal score we're feeling high?
Diego Rubio. That's how many he's scoring. Three of them. Hattie.
And you could bet that.
Let's go.
Can you bet the score?
All right, here we go.
It's a 3-1 victory for the over. You're going to hit the over, the Diego Rubio anytime goal scorer, and the money line.
Oh, there you go. My SGP deleted. Okay, I'm sorry. You guys keep talking.
I'm trying to place it. DraftKings isn't liking my location. I swear I'm in Colorado. I'm not cheating DraftKings, I swear.
DraftKings is shook by the parlay we just put down and is
they're like, do you actually want to bet advantages?
So if you wanted to include a Rubio hat trick, which honestly doesn't sound that crazy, that would be +3,000.
Do it. Don't be scared.
There you go. Any corner leanings?
Scared money doesn't make money, but the Rapids will have more corners for sure.
Yeah, Rapids corners. I think if you do the
that's race one of the four. That's a bet I love making. The Rapids, with the speed they have on the wings, those like crosses get blocked out for corners all the time.
Okay, so we'll go over 4, huh?
Yes.
Okay, +4,500. That is how you bid a build out a Rapids SGP. Fellas, this has been a blast. As we said, it's all been working up to this moment. Tune in, use that Evoca TV code to catch every single Rapids games, and most importantly, ride with my guy Mitch and Yaya as they keep you up to date with great Twitter threads during the game, post-game coverage, record month on the pod as well. Go on the pod feed, leave them a 5-star review. That always helps us out. And up them PIDs. Thank you, fellas. This has been an absolute blast. We will talk again
soon. Thank you, Dre.